KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Seth Dillon joins us. He's the CEO at the Babylon Bee. And Seth, I was glad you could take the time today to spend not only time to tell us about your participation in Truth Rising, the recently released documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, but also kind of walk us through your story and that story of maybe the most expensive joke ever.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, where do you want to begin? You mean like the whole story of censorship, I assume, you know, where we've had.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know, we had Kyle Mann on earlier this year. We walked through some of this. Essentially Truth Rising, just encouraging us to stand for the truth and not compromise when it comes to the things we believe in, and maybe start here for, you know, I kind of made the assumption jumping into this that people, all the people listening know what the Babylon Bee is. And if they don't, and they haven't found it, let's quickly walk through what it is and what they'll find when they catch up with the Babylon Bee.
Yeah. So we are, a news satire publication. So, basically what that means is we are like The Onion. If you're familiar with The Onion, The Onion's been around for a long time. We adopt, you know, the tone and style of a real news publication and publish satirical headlines, parodies of real news, for two real reasons. You know, the primary reason is, of course, to be funny. It's a comedy site. It's humor-based entertainment. We want to make people laugh. But we also want to make them think, you know, satire, the purpose of satire is to challenge the powers that be, the narratives that they're promoting, to expose foolishness and hypocrisy. You know, it's a very useful tool for those things. And so we launched the Bee in 2016 as kind of an answer to The Onion and a lot of the media and entertainment that was out there that was dominated by the secular progressive left. And it took off. There was a huge void there that nobody was filling. And so the Bee just went viral kind of immediately out the gate. And so people love the jokes. They love the humor. Some of the headlines were church related humor that really resonated with people in the Christian community, like Holy Spirit unable to move through congregation as fog machine breaks, you know, stuff like that. We ended up getting fact checked once the social networks decided they wanted to crack down on the spread of misinformation. The whole censorship thing started with the fact checking and the threats to take us off these platforms because we kept publishing fake news. But literally, our tagline is fake news you can trust. So that's what we do, is publish fake news. So, of course, it's meant to be funny and not misleading. But they started threatening us with taking us off the platforms because we were spreading all this misinformation, as they dubbed it. So that was really kind of the start with the censorship. There was a notable one where we published a joke about how CNN had purchased an industrial-sized washing machine to spin the news in before publishing it. And that one, of course, you know, was rated false, and we were threatened with people. We're like, who even believed that was true? That's not even a thing. You can't spin the news in a washing machine. You know, it's a silly joke. What was funny is that it got fact-checked. But it moved on from there. So Truth Rising, where that comes in, you know, they're telling our story when we had a spat with Twitter, where Twitter decided that we had violated their rules against hateful conduct. And this is something that started to become a problem for us around, I would say, 2021, 2022. These platforms instituted these policies where, if you disagree with them on certain hot topics like gender ideology, you're violating the rules. You're committing an enforceable policy violation by simply challenging whatever they're trying to push down your throat. And so we had a situation where, you know, USA Today had named Rachel Levine their pick for Woman of the Year. And Rachel Levine is, of course, a transgender admiral in the Biden administration. And so this is a man in a dress being named Woman of the Year, which I think is fun on its own. It's pretty entertaining and funny on its own. But you see a headline like that, and you're like, well, how in the world do I satirize this? And can I satirize this? Because if I do, I'm going to run afoul of these hateful hateful conduct policies if we make fun of this. And we ended up actually doing that, because the joke that we came up with was Rachel Levine was our pick for Man of the Year. We just wanted to kind of double down on the truth and name this for what it was. You know, this is a man in a dress.
And so, Seth, I have to say, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, and that's the point. Yes, it is funny. And it's funny because it's true. And it's also funny because they don't want you to say it. And, you know, that was a tough thing for us when it comes, you know, the theme of this is the courage, the boldness to confront the culture with the truth, right? That's kind of the theme of this documentary. And this was a situation where we had every reason not to tell this joke. You know, if we published that joke, we knew we were going to violate hateful conduct. We knew we were going to get kicked off of Twitter or potentially Facebook as well and other platforms. We knew that there was going to be a cost to telling the joke. And we told it anyway, because from our perspective, you know, first of all, I think it would be cowardly if we didn't. But you know, how could we respect ourselves if there are jokes that they don't want you to tell and you just go along right with it and say, you know what, that's fine. We're going to play by your rules. Like, that's not what comedians in a free society shouldn't feel that pressure. And so
and the Babylon Bee really was, I mean, the way I saw that happening, you were sticking to your mission and there wasn't anything wrong. You know, there really wasn't anything to condemn you for. I mean, they tried, but there wasn't, you know, sticking to the mission and kudos to you and the rest of the team. I mean, this, you know, what happened, that had to be financially a thing, but I interrupted. I'll have you press on, but just sticking to the conviction.
Yes. Yeah. And we had to, you know, we had to stick to it at multiple points, because first we published the joke. That was the first hard decision to make, was do we even tell this joke? And then after we got hit with the notice that we were going to be suspended for telling the joke, we had the choice to delete the tweet and take it down to unlock our account, or leave it up, in which case we'd never have access to our account again. And so that was another situation where we're like, you know, first of all, the truth is not hate speech. We're telling the truth to this joke. This is ridiculous. But secondly, just the principle of we should be free to speak it. You know, we should be free to tell jokes in a free society. This is insane that we're not allowed to, that we're not allowed to challenge these narratives. And maybe our refusal to delete this will draw more attention to this problem, and there will be others who will follow in our footsteps. That was kind of the thinking. Right. And so we refused to delete it, even though that meant losing access to our, you know, at the time we had 1.4 million followers on Twitter. It was one of our largest audience on social media and drove a lot of traffic for us. It was a key part of our business. So we gave that up, and we had no expectation whatsoever that there would be any positive result from that. It was just our hope that, you know, if somebody takes a bold stand, maybe others will too. That was kind of the hope. Of course, we ended up getting a call from Elon Musk because he was concerned about our suspension, wanted to know what happened. He wanted to know the whole story. You know, he was very concerned that that comedy wasn't legal anymore and that you weren't allowed to tell jokes. And he's been a fan of the Bee for some time, so he already knew who we were. And, at the end of that call, he just joked. Well, he thought he was joking. He said, you know, maybe I just need to buy Twitter. And so, you know, of course, we thought he was kidding. But it turns out 8 months later, he walked in through the front door carrying a sink and joked about, you know, letting that sink in. And he took over the Twitter platform. And his first day as CEO, he set us free. He sent me a message and said, do you want the Bee restored? There will be no censorship of humor. So, you know, We did draw some pretty heavy attention to that matter, and it had a pretty good result. And it's just a testament, I think, to the fact that courage is in fact contagious. When you take a bold stand for the truth, you can inspire. In fact, you'll give permission to other people that they can do it too, because so many people are conformists. This is just built into us. It's part of our nature. We like to conform, to go along and get along and not be an outlier. We certainly don't want to face penalties for being out of lockstep with whatever the popular narrative is. But if you're willing to do that, especially when it matters, especially when there's a cost, you'll give permission to others and you'll embolden others to follow in your footsteps.
Yeah. Well, Seth, by the way, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Seth Dillon, the CEO of the Babylon Bee. And Seth, with about a minute that we have left, what would you tell the listener about not only logging on to truthrising.com to view the entire documentary, but, you know, just, you know, they'll see this story and maybe in a little more detail, and the other stories that are all a part of this documentary.
Yeah, well, I would encourage people to watch it simply for the reason that I just gave, that it's, you know, it can be inspirational and encouraging to see that other people, so often there are efforts to suppress and silence our voices, especially when we're speaking biblical truth into a post-truth culture. And that can be discouraging, and you can think, well, what's the point? And this is only going to hurt me. It's going to hurt my family. It's going to hurt my reputation. Maybe I should just bite my tongue. These stories are powerful testaments to the fact that often when they try to suppress your voice, they amplify it, and really good things can come from it. So trust God and speak the truth boldly.
All right. Seth Dillon, CEO of Babylon Bee. And for those who haven't found it yet, Seth, what's the website they should be headed towards?
For Truth Rising?
Well, truthrising.com we've given out. Let's we'll see if we can't have some listeners find the Babylon Bee.
Oh, well, BabylonBee.com, of course, and then we're on social media all over the place. We even have a YouTube channel where we do video stuff, so I encourage you to check us out there. Follow us on Facebook and X and YouTube and Instagram and wherever you're on social media.
Very good. Seth Dillon, thanks so much, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.